Well, we do like to procrastinate, don't we? We do with paying our bills and taxes, going to the dentist, repairing things around the house. Politicians, they do it as well with budgets, other issues placed in front of them. Education for our children, that should never, ever, ever be weighed down by any kind of procrastination. Now, thanks to new laws here in New Jersey, early education through preschool has just become a lot more accessible for a lot more families. Our first guest today is here to tell why this is important for our children as they set off into learning and building a future for themselves. She's the Executive Director of Preschool Advantage, Nancy Bengiola. How are you today, Nancy?
I am very well, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's good to talk about, share good news about education here in New Jersey and the website for Preschool Advantage, by the way, learning more about their program, what they provide, preschooladvantage.org. Let's just take a fast look at the immediate past before we get to what lies ahead with this new law. What have the challenges been for access to preschool? How difficult has it been for families who want it to get that opportunity?
Oh, it's extremely difficult, Chris. Preschool in New Jersey can cost upwards of $18,000, $19,000 a year for a 3- and 4-year-old. And for families who are earning, you know, in the neighborhood of $55,000, $60,000 a year, that is just unattainable. And so they can't access the high-quality preschool that would really benefit their young learners. And so they turn to, wonderful safe providers or sometimes, you know, a family member will take care of a child just to make ends meet, but it isn't the same as that high-quality preschool that really makes a difference in an early learner's experience.
Which brings us to the legislation that Governor Murphy signed into law this past Wednesday. When I look it up on the State House website, it's S3910A5717, requires the State Department of Education to provide annual grants that expand access to preschool for 3- and 4-year-old children in districts that don't currently have a program. And I bet, Nancy, my just saying that probably surprises people. They thought preschool programs were widespread, if not entirely available through New Jersey. But the truth is quite different.
That's right. It's been available in some districts for a long time. In the Abbott districts, it's been available for over 20 years. But throughout the state of New Jersey, it has not been uniformly available in the terms of in by way of public education. So if you wanted your child to attend preschool, you had to pay for it if you lived in Morristown or in Chatham or in Madison, New Jersey. And those expenses were pretty high. So many families just didn't choose preschool for their students. But over the last 10 or 15 years, New Jersey has started to move toward universal preschool. It had set a goal to have universally available preschool education for all students in the state by 2030. And it started just methodically moving in that direction, beginning with communities where the rates of high and free and reduced lunch were higher than in other areas. So, for instance, in Morristown, about 15 years ago, we began offering public education for 3- and 4-year-olds through the state grant. But now the law that the governor just signed 2 days ago makes that available to any community in New Jersey. There will be a process to onboard that. I'm not sure that that'll be universally available tomorrow in every school district. But this law does codify that path forward.
And it's something you don't want to rush it anyway. You want to make sure the program that's going to be instituted is done with a strong structure, not through a haste and mistakes found later that you have to correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. So high quality preschool, as they roll it out slowly and methodically here in New Jersey, has tremendous impact for early learners later on in their educational career. They have found in many studies nationwide that children who have access to high quality preschool tend to stay out of discipline later on in their academic career, tend to finish high school successfully, tend to go on to 2- and 4-year colleges, have higher rates of performance later on in standardized testing, and those studies bear out. But where students have only access to kind of mediocre, if you will, early education opportunities, you don't see those same effects. So you really want to get it right and do it in the best way possible for these young learners.
So Nancy Bangiolo, who is the Executive Director of Preschool Advantage, preschooladvantage.org, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. This funding also plays into another way to assist families, too, because as we've been hearing so often, and granted it'll be over time, but there are now going to be new work requirements for recipients of both Medicaid and SNAP programs. So with parents, especially single parents with kids, this will alleviate, okay, now I have to pay for daycare, so I have to go to work to keep my benefits. But in this case, if there's preschool programs available, this becomes that ever popular win-win situation.
Absolutely. We fund 100 children every year. We fund their preschool education, and the families we serve are in exactly that situation. Mom and dad are both trying to make it work, but someone has to be there with that young child. So when we fund preschool education, both mom and dad can return to the workforce. And what we find over time is that the whole family is elevated. We remove a huge source of stress from the family's life, and they can move forward in a more productive way in their own community. So it's truly a win-win. The child wins, obviously, because they have access to this important early learning opportunity. But mom and dad also win. The whole family wins because the situation is so much better for all. So I think that will help families who now have this added pressure, as any supports they're receiving are tied to their ability to work at least part-time. Now mom and dad know this child is in a safe and really important learning opportunity while they're at work.
I used the word daycare before, and I think that brings up an important point we have to differentiate.
Yes.
Because a lot of the critics of this try to make preschool sound like a daycare. It's all play and fun. There's just it's all fluff and no stuff. Preschool is not daycare. There is actual learning going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, daycare is wonderful, and children are safe and loved and cared for there. That's fine. But preschool is so important because it comes with both trained, learned teachers and an important curriculum. Did you know that you learn 85% of all you'll ever know by the time you're five? The young learner's brain is exponentially expanding, gaining thousands of words, learning about math relationships of numbers and spaces, learning that how to tell stories, understand stories, follow stories. These are the foundational components of learning. And the most important thing that the 3- and 4-year-old learns is that other people in the world have feelings and needs that are as important and as big as their own. They learn to share and be part of a community. This is a critical feature in the rest of their learning career and, frankly, in life. And so the learning that happens in a high-quality preschool is very, very different from daycare.
It's critical for
the early learner, and especially an early learner from a family that has challenges economically.
I talked to an expert some time ago now about the need for college students to be taught critical thinking.
Yeah.
With that just magnifies the importance of preschool, because what you talked about and between the social interactions, the raising of social awareness, the being interconnected with other kids and mm-hmm. understanding different cultures, different ideas. I mean, critical thinking can start 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds. So that when we see this default that exists now up until the high school and college years over time, granted, but all that could be brought closer and closer to the early years of learning as opposed to trying to catch up in the later years.
Absolutely. And the other thing that happens in those early learning years that's so critical and impacts later learning is a thing called self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is the idea that when you're little, for instance, you know you can't tie your shoe yet, but I will learn. So many of our teenage children right now who went through school in the pandemic are frustrated and kind of feeling stuck, a little bit depressed, really struggling emotionally. And part of that is that feeling that they can't quite tackle it. How are they going to get past this big challenge? the success of doing that at 3 and 4, self-efficacy, I can do it myself, is something that carries through the rest of their learning. And so the opportunity to practice that and be taught that by a wonderful teacher with important and well-thought-out curriculum is critical.
Again, for you listening, if you want to look up the facts of this new law for preschool in New Jersey and full-day kindergarten as well, S3910, A5717, you can look those up at the State House website. Learn more about Preschool Advantage, their website, preschooladvantage.org. She is our executive director, Nancy Bangiola. Nancy, thank you for the advocacy, the awareness you raised through your work and your efforts, and thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. We're so excited.